Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
800-919-3776 is the number. And yes, we do now know who the Knicks opponent will be.
We got the Tin Man.
We got Joel Embiid did not move well at all last night, but the Sixers still were able to pull out the win.
That was goody.
Despite the fact that Jimmy Butler played on what I believe they think it is a MCL tear.
What Zion didn't play on? See, that's the difference between goons and goo goblins.
He Jimmy said Butler, he felt like the adrenaline would get me through.
Now you understand. Everybody that listened to the show yesterday understands now what we mean about the difference between goons and goo goblins. It was nobody in that arena when he went down with that knee that thought he was going to not finish.
The amount of pain that he expressed, which if you know Jimmy Butler and have watched him as long as I've watched him, that's not what he does. Like, he's not that guy that is going to lay there and let you look at him as he's writhing in pain.
He's not Paul Pierce getting
wheelchaired
out for a shoulder injury. Like, bro, what's wrong with your legs? he's a man's man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Despite what you may feel about him as a basketball player. And that's simply what we were speaking about when we were talking about Zion Williamson, when you have the stakes and what's that line, on the line.
Right.
Right now, Jimmy's going to, do what Zion did, potentially miss games.
Do me a favor. Get closer to the mic.
Oh, Zion's going to do, eventually what, happened with Zion. He's going to miss games from it. Like, the adrenaline can get you through. That's what we were saying with Zion.
Right.
Man, wrap it up, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And that's what we expect.
But now
from
we find
heroes.
Out, though, that he's, Zion's now not available for weeks.
Yeah. But once you said the adrenaline, like getting us to a better spot as a team.
He almost got him there. Like, you were almost looking like the Sixers won. And that's fine. And that's why I prefer as the matchup.
Well, you kind of want either one now.
But that's what I mean. When Jimmy Butler, when I saw him in pain, I was thinking to myself, now I might have changed my thinking. I might want a Heat team that has no Jimmy or a compromised Jimmy. But I was waiting for Bam Adebayo.
He's not that
to
dude.
Just do something. Your guy's out here dragging his leg. He's hopping on one foot. He's wincing in pain, and he's getting steals, and he's just doing whatever he can do, which wasn't much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mr. Olympian.
You're supposed to be Julius Randle.
When are you going to do something your team win?
Yeah.
And he did nothing, and Tyler Hero couldn't get it done. So they lose the game.
Tyler got it done, later. He started making big shots after struggling. But to your
point, you're right.
To me, Bam Adebayo is the guy that you look to, but he's not that guy. That's
and you let Embiid walk into two threes. Are you not paying attention? Take that guy out of the game. He can't move. He's not playing defense. Where are you demanding the ball? Where are you doing anything?
He just tried to grab rebounds. You can see he didn't have the lift to finish when
Bam Adebayo is a really good player, but
he's a disappointment. He's not that guy.
He's not at the level that people are trying to put him at.
Right.
No way.
That's why I don't even understand why he's an Olympian. Give me the guy from Memphis.
Can I get another guy from Africa that wants to play for the U.S.? Who else can we get?
Yeah, go play. Yes, bam, go play with Joel Embiid.
Can we get another guy from Africa that wants to play for the U.S.? Just like Joel, is there anybody else that wants
to become
a U.S. citizen?
Bam, you can lead too.
Bobo, can we get Bobo?
It should be Bam, Bobo, Joel Embiid, Giannis. That ain't a bad squad. Giannis.
Yeah, but we don't play by confidence.
And all the Kubos coming off the bench.
We've already done this. So, anyways, instead of it being the Heat, which I think some people
I want the Heat. If Jimmy's out, want the Heat.
And the reports are that Butler is out for a while. Even if Miami somehow beats the Bulls, which I don't think they're going to.
Yeah.
I think without Jimmy, that Bulls are playing really well. If the Heat win, their series with the Celtics, they'll be done quick.
Yeah.
There'll be no Jimmy in that series.
Yeah.
And, MCL, that's tough.
And also you wish that maybe,
Boston Philly. Now, there's nothing. Nobody's going to take it. Boston's going to cakewalk.
Cake, that's
now.
What I'm saying. Come you on, wish, you wish Philly would have been there. But I tell you what, man, like, you know, Joel Embiid, how he looks, Hardenstein, go ahead, run up down there. You know, Mitchell Robinson, lean up on him.
What did you see?
Push him.
What did you see? And I'll tell you all the stuff that I have off this, but I want you watch the game. So what? You watched Joel Embiid last night, what kind of vibes did you get about, okay, what kind of series is this going to be?
Well, he's a guy that, you know, he's, you know, we just say fake it till you make it.
Yep.
He's a shell of himself, right? And he's using all his basketball acumen to try and cheat situations, right? Trying to, you know, figure out how to get out. You know, he's not really jumping at the rim at guys that when they turn the corner on pick and roll. He's not going to usually Joel Embiid go get that off the glass. He's letting guys, he's saying, you know what, I'll live to fight another day.
Did he dunk the basketball?
No, I didn't see that. And he had that, right? When he was usually right there.
He had layups,
Like when he was right there, he had the bunny. He would explode. I don't think he wants to really load that knee right now.
Somehow
he's playing it safe.
Somehow he had 23 points and 15 rebounds and 5 assists. And the last assist was a brilliant pass to Oubre.
How many times have we seen that pass and dudes can't catch?
Yep.
And they big. Yep. And they drop that damn pass. And it's out the
point.
It's out of the back of the out of the court. And you look like, man, he's looking like, my bad. Like, man, no, it's not my bad. It's not your bad.
We all know it's your bad. Yes, we're well aware.
But
that
I mean,
it's your bad.
To catch that and to finish, he was lurking it. He sealed Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy couldn't do nothing because he didn't have the lateral quickness. Usually Jimmy Butler could have jumped around that and knocked that out. Right? You know, with the lateral quickness with the knee. But you know, once he got sealed on the back. And, you know, Oubre was like, you know, he was roaming back and forth. And it was always there. And Joel trusted him. You know what I mean? And that's the difference between sometimes, I think, having like a wing doing that position opposed to having a big. Because bigs got them bad hands. They don't catch the ball that well. Well, not all of them. But a lot of them wouldn't make that catch. And so now here we are. This is what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And, like, listen – Maybe the Knicks can get healthy and have an easy series. You know what I'm saying? I'm picking this to go five.
Five. Who?
Hold on. Is it 7 games in this?
Yes.
Season? Yeah, I'm picking them to go five.
Who?
Knicks. Knicks and five.
So you're picking the Knicks and five.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Pete Doherty, I need 2 tickets to game 5.
Game 5 would be in Philly.
Why'd they do that?
Wait, no. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, game 5 would be at the Garden.
Yeah. Right now, Pete, I need 2 tickets to game 5. Got to take the former police chief. Give me all my tickets.
Game 5 would be Tuesday.
See, if you ask, this is what happens, right?
Tuesday.
This is what happens. If you ask for tickets for game 1, they're like, everybody want to go. Ask for game 2. But then when they leave and come back, I'm asking 2 weeks in advance. I need 2.
Because you can, you know, you sell it like this. I don't even think there's going to be a game 5. Like, you do it like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, that maybe he'll put you on the list. But
I think they're good enough for Maxie. Listen, Batum, man.
Yeah, he played well.
I've always been a super big fan. And I thought that was one of the great picks that they got in that Clippers trade. The fact that they're able to get, you know, Nick Batum. I mean, he's like.
Yeah, and he wasn't healthy all year.
One, he feels ageless. Two, he's like. He reminds me like Boris Diaw. Like, he's just a dude that can do everything.
Yeah.
He does everything really good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He can defend multiple positions. He hits big shots. And yesterday, man, to come around that pick and roll and to come over the top of Tyler Hero to block that shot and not foul.
Well, you know how all that went down? That's, to me, the X factor for the Sixers coaching. So Batum said that the reason why he was able to make that play was because in the timeout before, coaching staff showed him on the tablet. This is what they've been running for Hero. This is what he's going to do. And so he was ready for it. He knew, all right, there's the play. He read it perfectly, and this is what Hero likes to do. He likes to do the pull-up. And so, boom, there, that was it.
That's still a big dude that you got to turn that corner on. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Be able to not foul. To make sure that you jump and, you know, not only
timed it perfectly,
contest, but be able to get it off.
Yeah, timed it perfectly.
You see, I thought I was at the other house. You see, I brought all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I see that.
Let me tell you, because the other day, tried to get some tea out of that water. That water was brown. I'm like, that sounds like some lead poison is coming out of the tap.
That's not good.
No, I want to boil my tea with regular, good old spring water.
Poland spring water, you know what I'm saying? Say. Yes.
Need that pH up right.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, the Knicks going to need that pH because they don't need to play around, man. Saturday, I need an ass kicking. I need a statement. I need Mitchell Robinson. Like, it's messed up. We got two hurt dudes for going against each other. But I need Mitchell Robinson leaning on Joel and running. I need him. I need the track shoes on.
I think you might use all of them.
I need them short. I know. But I need them track shoes on.
Don't you think you use all of them?
Yes.
I might use a Chua.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got four bodies.
Because he ain't getting down there anyway.
And I'm just going to keep throwing at him. And you saw how they're being careful with his minutes.
Yep.
But let's be honest. Like Embiid is not anywhere near 100%. They were saying like 70%.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's that. Because you heard Nick Nurse during the game, Lisa Salters did that interview, you know, as they always do with the coaches.
Yep.
And he was asked, and she asked about Embiid, and he was basically saying, we need him at both ends of the floor. He's going to have a presence on defense. He had zero presence defensively.
Yeah.
Again, still at 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
Still at 15 rebounds.
He's tall.
Still could get you 20, you know, plus. Didn't shoot the ball well, but hit those threes. You can't leave them open. That was terrible defense. But I'm telling you, anybody that's saying, like, the Sixers have Embiid back. He was playing really well when he came back from the injury. Then Friday's game happened, and then he landed funny. He tweaked it, left the game. He did come back.
That's why he's not jumping so much.
But since that moment, he has not been the same. And you can't ignore that. Now, I'm not trying to say this is going to be a cakewalk at all. No way. Not Nick Nurse. Not Kyle Lowry. Like, you know how this is going to go. There's going to be these frustrating moments with this frustrating team that's going to throw all kinds of junk defense at you. They're going to try to turn you over, and they're going to try to play fast so you can't set your defense. That's what they did to the Heat.
They tried to attack Brunson.
Well, of course. But what you have to do is get Embiid in pick and roll as much as possible. Like that, you've got to make him work and work and work until he's just dragging the leg and he can't move.
Now, with that pick and roll, do you want Hartenstein or do you want Mitchell Robinson?
Hartenstein.
That's
Hartenstein, because he can pop and be a playmaker. And because it's Brunson, the big usually helps with Brunson, like a trap. Right. They're going to have to come up with some other scheme, which they will. Nick Nurse is brilliant. They will find a way, and they'll have to solve it. But the idea, like, to me, the idea that the Sixers are the juggernaut you were fearing when Embiid came back, right now, from what I saw last night, now he gets 2 days, and then they'll play Saturday evening. 6 p.m. is the tip-off at the Garden. And to me, that's what I need to see. Because something happened between Friday, and he didn't play Sunday, remember?
Yeah, you don't let him get healthy.
And then Tuesday, he still didn't look right.
I'm banging him up the court.
I mean Wednesday.
I want you banging him up the court.
Phrasing?
I don't know if...
Can't get away with nothing.
You probably shouldn't.
I want him elbowing. I want to stand in front of him. I mean, I might set a screen on him while we run down the court. Back pick.
So how are we feeling? Now that we know how we feel, let's take the temperature of the Knick fan. 800-919-3776. Your picks now. This is your time. Like Bart said, in five. Aggressive. Five.
Five.
Okay. You're saying five. I think the longer the series goes, the worse it is for Embiid.
Well, you don't want
to. Because he breaks out. Even his numbers, when he's healthy, the numbers for him in game six and sevens are terrible. His actually shooting percentage goes down. Everything goes down. The longer a series goes, the worse he plays. So you're going to get the best of him in the first couple of games. But if you're grinding it out with them, which is what you saw last night might be what this series looks like. Let's be honest. Like, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be that kind of basketball, everybody. Like, expect that. But I just think the longer a series goes, the worse it is for Embiid, because he's already showing you that he's coming back from this knee. He's trying to play. I give him credit for that. The big old brace he's got on that knee as well. But if you saw him last night, if you were watching carefully, don't look at the stats, don't look at the box score. He did not jump well. His defense, he was not moving at all. He was giving them zero effort defensively. He was no presence. Offensively, everything was mostly perimeter. He wasn't posting up strong. He wasn't doing a lot of things like that. That is, to me, an equalizer in this series. Vegas, by the way, has the Knicks as an underdog. 2-7 is the matchup.
I like that.
And Vegas is saying that the Sixers are the favorite. They are minus 120.
I like that.
The Knicks are minus 108.
I like that. Use that, Tibbs. I love the old disrespect thing. if they can ride the whole they don't respect us thing, you know, because you know the next series they may be favored if they go against the Pacers.
Yeah, they might not get favored in that series either.
Hey, I'm gonna ride that disrespect.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm the 2 seed, and this how they think about us.
Mm. Now for game one, the Knicks are a 2.5 point favorite for game one. But it's incredible to think, even with Embiid looking the way he did last night, the thought, at least from Vegas, is that the Sixers are the favorite to win.
At the show, are we taking that? We betting that?
No. I'm not. I don't do that because injury, anything, you don't know. In the playoffs, I'll do props. I'll do stuff like that. But you can't bet a series when you don't know game to game. What's going
to
happen?
I'm trying to get that Porter money, man.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get the Porter money.
I'm going to use Allen for inside information.
All right.
I need you to go look at the cooler before the game. I need to know what color the Gatorade is, man.
We'll get the call stacked. Once
they got the hotel, we'll
ready to go.
There.
Yeah, exactly. See who's
they'll
what.
Let you, they'll let you in, Allen.
No, but I mean, what I saw from Embiid does have me thinking that there's no way he's going to be the impact player that he normally can be on the floor. And that for the Knicks, this is more about the Knicks playing their game than it is about worrying about, oh, you got to stop Embiid, you got
to
do this, you got
to
do that.
I need
their record
physical.
Without him is like they have a losing record without him. So him on the floor just alone makes them better. But I don't know if I'm focusing all my attention on him as much as I might.
I'm on Maxi.
I might say,
like
let me take him out of
it's
the
like
series.
It's like when you go out to Scotty. Like when you go out to Scotty.
Yeah, let Joel get his 30 and 15. But it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
It'll probably be 12 free throws.
We're going to bump them. Yeah.
But
I'm using all what you got.
I got four bigs. I got four bigs. I got 24 fouls.
I got 20 hard fouls. I'm making them get off the ground.
Yeah.
We throwing them to the ground.
Oh, I do think, and this is, you know, again, I do think there has to be a little bit of an old school mentality in this matchup with him. I think you do have to play him. You don't apologize in a playoff series. You know which knee hurts. Like, you know in the NFL, right? Guys got something wrong with him. What do you do? Let's be classy about it. No, I'm going right at that thing. Right at it.
That's what injury reports are all about,
That's baby. What that – I'm telling you, wear that big brace. You're letting me know which knee hurts. I'm going to work you to that knee constantly. I'm going to make you have to slide that way. Everything I can do to get you to a point where you are – your hands are on your shorts, you are bent over, and you are sweating, and you are exhausted.
Jalen Brunson on that, you know, like the old Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, when you come across and you get the big on your back, you stop suddenly. And
stop
then
short.
And he come, and then he come behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, hyperextension. I'm sorry.
Now, what do you think, as we get the call stacked, director, ready to go, what do you think of what we're seeing now in the playoffs, though? Jimmy Butler compromised, right? We don't might be done.
We just waiting for Boston to get that.
So, Zion, we know, right? He plays tomorrow. His team plays tomorrow night, but.
Yeah.
He's not playing, and the Pelicans probably won't see him. So that's another star gone. Embiid, compromised. Giannis, not going to play in the beginning of his series. He's already out. Am I missing anyone? I mean, we're already, you know, there's no Julius Randle for the Knicks. You want to throw that into it? Fine, let's do that. Like, think about that, where we are right now. No Steph Curry. Right? There's no Steph. Like, the playoffs are an opportunity now for other
OKC. Who can stay?
Remember yesterday's list I made of the guy who is going to jump off the diving board and into stardom out of this year's playoffs? This is going to be, I think we're going to come out of this playoffs with a new face, a new name that has emerged as this guy's going to be a stud. Luka could take over these playoffs. It could be his playoffs, right? You know, Shea obviously is somebody. It could be his playoffs.
Shea and Ant-Man is my picks.
Yeah, Ant-Man's another one. I mean, this really could turn out to that. Or is it simply red carpet for the Nuggets and the Celtics to meet in the finals? I mean, Boston, does anybody get more than – like, did they go more than five games in any of their series in the East?
Not unless Porzingis get hurt.
You know what I mean? They have been remarkably healthy.
Like, who are they without Porzingis? That's their most important piece. That's what makes them special.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot to what we're seeing – In the playoffs, and we haven't even gotten to the first round yet. That is right there. But I found it interesting, like I said, that in this series, that Vegas does have the Sixers as the favorite team, even after what you saw last night. None of that has changed. Now, what are they saying about playing the Knicks Last night, here's Nick Nurse.
I think they're for real. I think they're really good. I think they're fast. I think they can shoot. I think they hit the glass. I think they guard you. I think they've earned that seed. They've played really well and beaten a lot of good teams. So we'll have our work to do here in the next couple of days to get ready for them.
Saying all the right things, being respectful. How about Tyrese Maxey?
They start with at the head of the snake at Jalen Brunson. Got to find ways to slow him down, but thankfully we got people that we can kind of throw at him. Got Joel down there protecting us. They're an extremely grimy team. Like they play hard, they're physical, they're tough, and that's their identity. For us to go in there and try to get W's and try to win this series, we have to match that, and not just match it, but we have to overcome that and be better than that and be extremely physical as well. So I think we know what we have to do. They kicked our tail in the regular season, so it's time to go in there and fight.
And that's, again, the Miami Heat did the same thing. Like, that game almost prepared the Sixers for what to expect in the series. Kelly Oubre, you know he's going to be around Jalen Brunson this whole series.
I don't think of them. I'll think of them. We go to practice and then getting ready for these games. But at the end of the day, like, they're a great team. JB is a great player. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Philadelphia versus New York, right? So, you know, we just got to come ready to play and, you know, stop them.
Not much really there from Oubre. How about Batum?
They got our number this year. No, they came in twice in this place and pretty much kick our butt twice. No, that was the weirdest game when we get there, like lowest scoring game in a while. And then again, they beat us in the big March. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. No, they had a great year. No, Brunson is kind of MVP season right now. All those guys around playing great, aggressive. It's a garden too, playoff garden. So it's a different atmosphere. So it's going to be a great series.
Meh, meh.
So all that is all the right things to say.
Yeah, but you know what they really secretly say.
Then let me read you something off of, we don't have the sound of this, from Run It Back, which is a show on FanDuel TV, right?
FanDuel got TV?
Yeah, you didn't know they have FanDuel TV?
No, we need a night. We need a night show.
Isn't that where, there's a couple of shows on there.
Golic?
Yeah, I think Golic's on it, but what's her name?
Kay
Adams, right? Up and Adams.
Oh, that's what she went?
Yeah, that's on there. And this show.
Streaming only?
But this show.
We need our own show, man.
We have one.
No, on there. Like, where we got video, we talking, you know what I'm saying, exclusively nighttime.
So Shams is on this with Beetle and okay. Chandler Parsons and Lou Williams.
That's what Beetle is?
Yeah, Beetle's here. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
You want to get Beetle on? We're going to get Beetle on. She's great. Anyways, we're going to load that up. So I'll give that a second to load up, but it's So Paul Reed, who's the backup center for the Sixers, he was on as a
guest
on the show, and he had something along the line, like, you know, they're all the Sixers are talking about playing the Knicks. What I just played for you was all the, oh, you know, they beat us and they played us hard. It's going to be tough and all the good stuff, right?
It's you always, know, you it's
don't
always
wanna, one. You don't want any Poked bulletin board material, it's right? Like, you want to avoid that. So Paul Reed went a different direction, and like I said, once we get to it, I will play it for you, because it'd probably be better to hear from him than for me to read. But it is definitely something you don't want to miss, because Paul Reed is essentially going against the grain of what everybody else, and what they probably all said was, you know, don't say anything stupid going into a playoff series. Well, there's always that, certainly that one guy. Now, he could be an impact player in this series. Like, I feel like this when it comes to the Knicks. The Knicks, this series, is going to be essentially this. Because Brunson's going to be Brunson. There's nothing to say about Jalen before or after the series, right? You already know he had a great year. There is a player on the roster, and I don't know who it is. It's going to be somebody that is either going to be a hero forever in Knick history.
Bogdanovich.
Or he's going to be forever the villain.
The heel.
He could be Charles Smith, right? Or he could be Larry Johnson.
Ooh.
Four-point play.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know who it's going to be, but that's what I feel like. Because we know, like, somebody's going to have to raise their game and do something that wins this series for you. Who's it going to be? Because you can't say Brunson. He's your lead dog. You know what he's going to do. Like, it can't be about him.
I'll pick mine.
So who, and is it going to be Charles Smith or Larry Johnson? Who's it going to be?
He's going to be Larry Johnson. I think Bogdanovich. He's going to hit some timely threes.
Bojan Bogdanovich will be the guy that when the series is over, like the Bogdanovich game.
He's going to average 16.
Like the Bogdanovich game.
20.
You know, like Hubert. you know, Hubert Davis gets fouled at a huge moment. It hits the free throws, a clutch free throw, like whatever it is. Yeah. Like Bogdanović is going to have a Bogdanović game
He don't have no pressure.
Like years from now, we'll be like, you know that run the Knicks went on? Remember that year? Yeah, you remember that Bogdanović game?
Yeah.
Right? You're telling me that's what it's going to be?
He don't have any pressure. Like okay. He's shooting the ball better, and it's going to be so much attention on Achiuwa, DiVincenzo running off the three-point line, OG in the corner.
All right, so as I mentioned, so we got the audio for you. This is here's Paul Reed now, and this is the backup center for the Sixers when asked about facing the Knicks, and this is from again FanDuel TV.
I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke, but yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup, of course. That's the easier team, I guess, but you know it's gonna be fun. You know we match up pretty well with them. They got a great guard. We also got Joel, you know, MVP. So you know. Like you said earlier, he's one of the most unstoppable guys in the league right now. So they're going to have to send triple teams, and he's going to get everybody else involved, I'm sure.
Last night, did Joel look like he need triple teaming?
We wanted that matchup. Now, him saying it's the easier, of course, because the other option was the Celtics. So we understand that. Like,
nope, I ain't going to say that.
Him saying we wanted this matchup, you can use that any way you want as motivation. But let's be honest. Everybody would rather play the Knicks than the Celtics. We all know this, right? It's not that at face value, that's not exactly
shocking news.
Diss. But you don't want to put that out there, right? Yeah, we wanted this matchup.
Oh, you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. You still go home in four, punk.
Yeah, you didn't need to say that part. We
might
send
your ass
wanted.
Home in 3.5.
I don't know if you want to say that. Like, but he did. And then, but the Embiid stuff, like they have a great guard. Then he says, we have a great guard.
Yeah.
Hold up. Maxie's had a good year.
Yeah.
But don't try to put it in the same level as Jalen Brunson.
Josh said, y'all ain't do a lot of stuff.
And then he said, we have Embiid. And then he paused as if to say, they
got
don't.
Nothing else.
That's right. And then he said about, he's an MVP. Paul, did you not watch the game last night? Your guy's dragging his leg up and down the floor. He is literally not playing defense. To a point where your head coach is begging Lisa Salters to tell him, I need him to play some defense if we're going to win this game. Right? Like, so there's always one. I have a feeling that's the quote that's going to get all the attention rather than all the other stuff, the nice things that everybody else said.
It's up to you to make sure that gets out there, that people start talking about it. We need all the shows to talk about it.
By the way, is that Randy Johnson on McAfee?
That can't, man, that's crazy.
Is it Randy Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's Randy Johnson. They just showed, remember him throwing the pitch and he kills the bird, right? The bird blows up.
Oh, the bird died?
The whole thing blew up. Like, didn't you see it? The feathers went everywhere. I thought the bird died.
I mean, just because the feathers, they don't need the feathers to live.
I don't know. I thought it looked like the bird blew up. Well, anyways, that's not the story. This is the story. Remember when we were going to have Randy Johnson on at some point, was it last year? He was going to come on as a guest, but we were told. What were we told?
I forget.
Don't ask about the bird.
Yeah. But now McAfee, that's the whole conversation is about the bird.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, were we not told don't ask about the bird because, you know, he's tired of talking about it? And then he's on McAfee and it's like, hey, the first thing we're going to do is show you killing a bird.
Yeah, the platform.
And he's smiling about it, laughing. This is great.
And he looks like Colonel Sanders.
He really does with that. That's,
he really looks like the KFC logo.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't realize.
He looks like, actually, I first thought it was Phil Jackson. Look at him. Like, tell me if you glance, it's not Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Well, he looks like Colonel Sanders, too. I always thought Phil Jackson.
So
like
we weren't allowed to talk to him about the bird, but
yeah.
On McAfee, it's all good.
If they offer him again, we definitely talk about the first thing.
Or we're like, well, no, we're all set.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
We get him on there and say, tell us about the bird.
So how about the bird? How about killing the bird?
Did you fry him, fillet him, broil him, saute him?
Speaking of bird. The chicken thing last night. Did you notice that?
No.
Oh, my God. This is a hilarious story. All right. Just something off last night's game that was just kind of funny that we could talk about. We have calls to get to 800-919-3776. So make your pick. Knicks and the Sixers for the first time. We're going to party like it's 1989. What is your pick in the series? Why? Explain yourself. That's what we'll call the segment coming up. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So we know now the Knicks will face the Sixers in the opening round of the playoffs. Knicks slight underdogs in this series. Even before the Knicks found out who they were playing, Don didn't understand the disrespect.
There is a possibility that the Knicks, according to Vegas, will be the dog against either Philadelphia or Miami. So the question is, why? Is it a disrespect to the Knicks? Is it an over-respect to Miami or Philadelphia? We're high on the Knicks. They were the two seed. Why is everybody disrespecting them? Is it a hate for the Garden? Is it a hate for Dolan? I think the answer lies in the fact that the experts, and I would definitely put Vegas in the expert territory, they don't respect where you finish in the conference because most of these teams don't care about the regular season. Do you know who cares about the regular season? The Knicks care about the regular season.
So,
I think the experts are saying is that the Knicks finishing second is fugazi because they're the one team that cared when everybody else didn't.
That is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Redman's birthday was yesterday.
Redman's birthday yesterday.
How old is he now? Redman.
I have to look. Hold on.
52.
He's got to be. He's got to be touching 50 now, right?
What? No, he way past 50. He like 52, 53.
54.
54.
Tell me this. Why the hell is this song so short? This song too gangster to be this short, man.
But it's better that way.
No, man. It's only like 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Because that's the whole idea. A song like this.
It's like an intro.
But the point is, with certain songs that have this type of vibe,
I need more to
Rock
Wilder.
No, it's just boom.
I need more to Rock Wilder.
Hits.
Nah. Y'all just getting warmed up.
No, because the longer it goes, I guess the energy loses. You need that to be like that. Because
you know when your song come on, and you're sitting there, you don't jump straight up. He's like, do it for the gram. Do it for the gram. You know what I'm saying? Then you pop up. As soon as you pop up, it's over with.
Yeah. I teased something, and I was going to tell it here. I forgot.
Knicks are going to be underdogs.
Oh, that's right. The chicken.
Huh.
The chicken that saved Philadelphia.
Bobon chicken?
No. No, there's been a lot of chicken in the NBA lately. So you had Boban giving away the chicken by missing free throws. You had Kevin Harlan mad at somebody throwing a chicken wing onto the court. Then last night, there's like 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Like, remember, the Sixers were dead in the water. They got booed off their floor at halftime. Booed.
Yeah.
In their own building.
Down 12.
And so, like, there's just nothing happening in the building. And then Caleb Martin goes to the free throw line. It's the second half, so it's bricking for chicken in Philadelphia. This is the thing they do. A lot of arenas do this. Opponent misses two free throws, you're going to get free chicken for everybody in the building.
What kind of chicken?
Sometimes it's Chick-fil-A, sometimes it's somebody else. So Caleb Martin goes to the free throw line. He misses the first. PA announcer starts firing it up.
Oh, we know
what time it is. Brickin' for Chicken. And all of a sudden, the place goes nuts. They're all just cheering and screaming and fired up, and the building suddenly has life again. Caleb Martin misses. Now we got an ovation. All right, our team sucks, but we got free chicken, right? Everybody's happy. And the Sixers take that momentum and that energy in the building and go on an 8-0 run, and now all of a sudden we got a game. So we had the fish that saved Pittsburgh. Is that the chicken that saved Philadelphia? What do you think?
Listen, if that's what changed it, I need to know the brand of the chicken because you make mad money.
Simple Google can help you on that one.
It's Chick-fil-A nuggets.
It's Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nuggets?
It's free chicken, man. Did you get the fish that saved Pittsburgh reference? Or do you have no idea what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn. Jacob?
Is that a penguin?
Jacob, any idea about the fish that saved Pittsburgh?
No idea. I was over here trying to grab that cut for you.
Is that from like Lemieux or something like that, or Crosby?
No. Ray?
I did not know, but I did Google it. So
no one knew what I was talking about there?
No.
We know where everybody's
the fish
said
that saved Pittsburgh. Julius Irving was in this movie. Meadowlark Lemon was in this movie.
It's a movie?
Yes, it's a movie. Jonathan Winters. Like, this was a movie in the 70s.
I just had to Google it.
I wasn't born in 70.
79, before my time.
Before my shoe.
Wow.
I wasn't born in the 70s. Damn sure I wasn't watching TV.
Thought that was a good line. I'm glad I didn't use it on Get Up. I was going to use that on Get Up if we ever went there with
Green,
it.
Green, that might be the one thing Greeny ever get.
Well, the best thing about Greeny is that if when you make references like that, that might be obscure, he will then stop and go, for those who don't know, what he's right. referencing is, and just give you the whole breakdown. Because, you know, I ended the show the other day when we showed Aaron Rodgers slow-mo walking into the building. Mm-hmm. More on that, by the way.
They're throwing passes early.
There was an interesting timing about Rodgers and someone that the Jets might be drafting. I got to tell you about later in the show. But when he did, then I said, get this man a fur coat and some pantyhose. And I thought, let's end the show with that because everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? Wrong. Greeny, right away with like 10 seconds left on the countdown, goes, for those who don't know, that's a Joe Namath reference. Like quickly said it. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably making a really old reference that I, you can't do that out of context. Otherwise, people are like, what the hell is Han talking about? Giving him pantyhose?
You're trying to
weirdo.
Say, is he like De La Hoya? Is he switch hitting? What's going on?
Han suddenly a. Come out of Indianapolis Darting. Star columnist type creepiness. another reference you didn't get.
Kane came from the dark hole.
What?
The dark hole.
No.
Phrasing.
No. Darkness retreat?
It's a dark hole, though.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
I thought a couple years ago he went in a hole.
No. No.
Okay. Not a hole with a door.
It's just, hey, no more phrasing.
Enough about holes. Okay. 800-919-3776 is the number. So, okay. Because Mike Breen got into it too, because he took note of it. Here it is.
All right. It's that time for chicken. Free chicken. Yes. And the crowd explodes.
I thought it was
oh, my. It's so easy to make people happy. Apparently, the chicken is very good. They don't sponsor anything, so we're not allowed to say what the particular chicken is.
But it woke the building up. Like, yeah. And imagine, it took that. It took missed free throws for a play-in game to get the crowd back into it, but they did. Now, it did it lead to a win? I'm not going that far. But it was a funny moment, yeah. And then it was funny to see all of a sudden the Sixers got up and started making shots. So that game was a terrible basketball game, and then it yet had a really good finish. But that moment was something that I couldn't get over. Anyways, we got calls to get to at 800-919-3776. We're trying to see. All right, now that you know it's the Sixers, you saw Embiid last night, time to make your picks. Let's go to Dave in, where's that? Is that Kearney or Keatney? Well, it says Keatney on this. It is Keatney. There's a Keatney?
Man, we're out in Kearney, right outside of Redman's neighborhood.
You guys are killing me with the call screen.
That's where my Amazon thing is.
Like, not only is Dinahan putting jokes up there that I can't read on the air, now we're doing this. All right, what's up, Dave? Who are you picking?
Call me crazy. I'm seeing a sweep here. Bring out the brooms.
Oh, this is 89 all over again. Mark Jackson, Johnny Newman, Sidney Green. We're pulling out brooms.
Let's do it.
Bring out the brooms, baby. Wow. We got Big Brunson ready to play. Hoodie up. We got Embiid compromised. Number two, we own the home court. Not only do we got home court advantage, we own Wells Fargo. You think we ain't traveling down there? You think the Nova boys aren't ready to play there? I mean, all they care about is free chicken, man. We about to take over Wells Fargo. And number three, we just got the better role players. We're used to playing without Randall. We got the identity. They're still trying to figure it out with Embiid all compromised. We're ready to roll. We're primed. Bring out the brooms. Knicks in four, baby.
All right, Dave is all fired up.
If you sweep them in five, because of gentlemen, do you take a vacuum outside of a broom? like a dustbuster?
Because that's the famous photo. Thank you, Dave. The famous photo is when the Knicks swept Barkley and the Sixers in 89.
Yeah,
or 89. Or 88. God, no, it was 89. They pulled out, you know, it's not a broom, but it was what the ball boys had under the basket to kind of keep the dust off the floor. Yeah. They grabbed it, and all of them got together, and across the spectrum, back in the day, it was the Philadelphia spectrum.
Yeah,
they push it across, and they have a famous photo of them doing that, which was, you know, not a great idea, but still, like, it just, there's that. That's aggressive. Sweet.
Yeah,
that's aggressive.
I say gentleman sweet.
Now, I saw somebody post something that was kind of funny. Jalen Brunson has hung more banners at Wells Fargo Center than Joel Embiid has.
That's a pretty good line. That's making it personal.
That's a pretty good line. Let's take Scott in Harlem. What's up, Scott?
Peace. What's going on, bros?
What's happening?
Yo, we're taking them in five or six, man. It's five or six. We built for it because nobody else in the league has gone through more injuries. All the injuries that's occurring now, we built for it. We've been back and forth with different lineups, and we always come out the ball. Easily five to six.
Five or six, Scott says. That seems to be a more likely range.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I just feel like, and thank you, Scott, I think one game is going to have the Lowry fingerprints all over it, right? Like, there's going to be one game.
I think Maxie might go to 50 on one of them.
50?
Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
50.
50.
50.
No, 50.
In a playoff game.
50.
In a playoff game.
He went for 52 a couple weeks ago.
In a regular season game.
Yes.
But you're saying 50 in a playoff game. Playoffs.
Yeah, he'll get off. Playoffs. He'll get off. Right. He'll get a lot of calls. He'll be hot from three. He'll hit like seven threes.
I'm more like, you know, Lowry, like, gets like four steals, hits a couple of threes, like, does the disruption stuff, takes a charge on like somebody that, you know, it's just maddening.
I hope he'll take a charge on OG, and OG has to catch himself.
Let's not do this. Don't even put that out there in the world. Don't put that out there in the world. Let's go, Craig in the FedEx truck. Craig.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, listen. I like to call myself a professional Nick hater. This whole thing with Jalen Brunson as MVP of the league and all the rest of this is comical.
Who's played better?
Knicks fans are like Dallas Cowboys fans. They
play better.
Great regular season, playoffs. Meh.
Who's played better?
That's the worst trash talk I've ever heard.
Yeah, who's played better?
You got to give me something more than that, Craig.
Who's played better?
Come on, at least give me something better than that.
Is he not top 10? Top 5, maybe?
No. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. I understand what you're saying. They're the number two team because they play great through the regular season, just like the Cowboys do, okay? The Cowboys play great through the regular season. They get to the playoffs. They do what they normally do. And we're talking about the Knicks. Like, when have the Knicks been a great organization where guys want to come there to play?
I don't need to know his team.
It had nothing to do with who his team is.
Yeah, I don't even care who his team is. I'm just going based off, like,
right, my team sucks.
You're doing a thing. You're doing the thing of the history of the franchise suggests.
Sixers and six.
Like, you're going, okay.
I got Sixers and six.
Sixers and six. Okay.
No. So, how much money you put on that? So, I want to see your receipt. You can send it to Barton Hines. We want to see your receipt of how much money you really believe in. Yeah, how much you really believe in.
No, but you're basing it like you're saying, when have they ever done, like, this is a brand new regime with Brunson has been here for two years, man. Okay. Like, this is all new.
See, that's the problem, Han. This is not new.
Oh, yeah.
Every year I hear Knicks fans go, this is our year.
But they went like 6 years without making the playoffs. What do you mean every year?
This is new.
This is all new.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, I'm being dead serious. This isn't like the 90s, I'll give you. The 90s, every year, there was always like, this is the year, and every year they ran into the wall. I'm with you on that. But like what they're doing right now with a player like Brunson, they haven't had this. In 25 years, they haven't had anything like this. This is new.
No, I call this a scrappy bunch of guys that just go all out. But see, like you said, in the playoffs, everybody ramps up their defense, their intensity. The Knicks played like that all year. So they showed you exactly who they are.
So can they take it up a notch or not? Right. You're saying they've already brought it
up a notch.
Right. Okay. And that's a fair – what you said there is less trash talk and more actual intelligent conversation. Because that's a good take. Like, that's a good thing. See, Craig wanted to come on and give us a little Stephen A. Like, he was trying to be entertaining when the best part of the call was the very last thing he said. Now you're being intelligent. Because that is true. Can the Knicks take it up another level? Because it looked like they took it up a level to finish the season. Do they have another gear? We're going to find out. All right, more of your calls coming up. 800-919-3776. He kept going, nah. I was like, give me something more than that. NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that you can use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on how many three-pointers made in a game by a particular team that you know puts up threes, like the Celtics. Over under in point totals, I would imagine anything that the Pacers are involved in, you might want to take over. Sixers, Knicks, might want to go under. First basket scorer, who's going to get that first shot? Who normally does? Do your homework, and you can win big. Just go to FanDuel.com/Allen to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So, Bart, just so you know, Antonio tweets at us, tell Bart there's a longer version to the Rockwilder.
What?
They just never released it.
Yeah, how he hear it?
I don't know. It's just in the business. You know these things. You hit things. But he just wanted you to know there is a longer version of the Rockwilder.
Well, tell him to send it to us so we can play it exclusively on our show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely brand new, isn't it? All right, 800-919-3776. We got a lot of football to get into in the next hour for those of you, especially you Giants fans. You do not want to miss hearing from Joe Schoen, including could the Giants move out of the sixth spot?
Ah, move out of the sixth spot.
Joe Schoen said some things.
Moving up like George and Wheezy?
Moving somewhere. So it is something certainly you want to hear about and what they would do if they did move. Some whispers around the Giants that I was hearing this morning from some of our NFL people. You don't want to miss it. But we, of course, want to get a few more calls in here on the basketball stuff. We will continue throughout the show, so certainly stay there with us if you can. Let's go Rick in Harlem. What's up, Rick?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
First off, tell homeboy get some testosterone in his voice before he try to troll the Knicks or his garbage team. Second off, Knicks in four, man.
Four.
You too nice, Allen. You too nice, Allen. Knicks in four, man. We sweeping Embiid. Send him back to Philly. Let him get his knee fixed and all of that. Knicks in four, man.
Bing bong.
I'll tell you what, Rick, I appreciate you, man. Here's the reason why the sweep would be because of this. They'll reveal that Embiid should have never come back, right? They'll say that he came back too soon, the knee isn't right, all that stuff. That will be the result of all this, that he retweaked it in that game on Friday, last Friday. Then he left and he came back and he wanted to be the first team and all that stuff, which I think is all true.
Make him be a hero.
I kind of feel like if this ends in a sweep, that's going to be the result. That they'll eventually reveal that the knee is no good. Because the way he moved last night, Bart, that was not a guy that was playing on two legs. Now, him and Butler, they both kind of look the same.
Yeah.
So I don't ever like saying sweep just because
the respect factor.
It's so hard to do that.
Nick Nurse is a great coach. Make adjustments, figure out a game plan.
Absolutely.
Your team is cold.
And But I don't have any problem with Knick fans feeling that confident about their team. Danny in Long Island, what's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I'm watching that Miami and Sixers game last night, and I couldn't help but notice how horrible Philadelphia looked against that zone. Even trying to make some entry passes in the first half of the game, Maxey was turning the ball over, and Embiid couldn't really get a shot off. So even if you look at Miami and Knicks last year, the Heat beat us with a zone. So why don't the Knicks play a zone against Miami, do the same thing, disrupt their offense? I mean, against Philly, I'm
Sixers,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, disrupt their offense. And I dare Nick Batum to have another 20-point game. I dare Kelly Oubre to have a 20-point game. Buddy Hield, like, I don't think those guys could get it done. I think the Knicks could sweep them.
Wow.
And if Embiid's hobbled like that, you got Precious now. You got Hartenstein. You got Mitchell. Like, just like the Lakers, when they played Denver, had McGee, Howard. Like, that rotation of big men, I think, is going to really affect Embiid, especially when he's hobbled like this. And he always breaks down in the playoffs. One fall, one hard foul.
Mm-hmm.
That series
you're right.
is over.
Yeah, I think you're right about that with Embiid, the way he looked, and we'll see how it goes. But one thing I'll add, though, you're so right about the zone, because if you notice, Philly struggled against it, and then they picked up the pace in the second half, and they wouldn't let the Heat get
into the zone.
They would not. They tried to play faster and play downhill. That doesn't help Embiid because he can't run.
Right.
But Maxey certainly can fly. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll continue with the calls, but Bart, before we do anything more and move into the next hour, we have football to get to.
Shucky pass.
Please tell me about BetMGM.
I'm banging him up the court. And absolutely, especially now. The Mets just keep on betting, baby. Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same game parlay, special boosts, and much more. From the first pitch of the game to game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge the excitement, whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at bigger payouts or place live bets as the game unfolds. BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements.
Rewards are issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Knicks will take on the Sixers in the opening round of the playoffs beginning on Saturday. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Dave feeling good about the Knicks' chances.
This whole notion of this is some big, bad, scary team. And I mean, I'm watching Embiid slouched over. I don't know whether he's not in great shape or he's legitimately banged up or both, but he did not look remotely to be himself last night. And if that's the version of Joel Embiid that I'm going to get in this series, I think the Knicks make quick work of Philadelphia.
And by quick work, we mean
five
games.
Mm-hmm.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.